Prompt Us is a production of iHeartRadio.
I feel like I need a little drum roll for this. Anyways, welcome to Prompt Us, the podcast where you, the audience, start the conversation. We are so excited to bring you new episodes weekly. So don't forget to head on over to our Instagram at Prompt Us Podcast to submit your questions. Oh, you know, the ones you're scared to ask people. Let's get into this week's episode.
Oh, baby. We've been waiting to do this for, what is it? Year and a half? About a year and a half. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you guys heard of it, but there was a global pandemic that happened.
Really?
I know. Not a lot of people know. But that's why I'm telling you now that it kind of messed up some plans. But we're still here. And the idea around the whole podcast is that we receive prompts that we talk about. And then me, your boy Chad Masters, and your boy Zachary Staines, who's in Australia right now on the screen. We got him right there, but
we flew him all the way in through Bluetooth.
We flew him all the way in through a good old satellite connection. Yeah.
And so, again, what Gabe was saying is that there are a lot of great big questions that are out there. You guys hear my voice crack right there?
Yeah, dude, I was like, oh, we're a little nervous, aren't we?
At what age do men hit puberty is a big question a lot of people want to know. Well, I got news for you. It doesn't stop, okay? This podcast should not feel like a TED Talk. This should feel like you're having a conversation with a close friend where you're comparing notes and you're learning how to grow in life together. And
guys, so this podcast should not feel like a TED Talk. It should feel like something really natural.
You just shut Chad down so bad. Just
dude, I had to say the joke. I had to say, okay, keep going.
Sorry, Chad, you keep going.
Guy. So we're excited to unpack these topics, and we may not always have the right answers, but we are going to want to respond and sit in the weeds with you and try to figure these things out together. So that's where this whole thing was born.
A good way for us to start is actually talk about the story of the podcast itself, and that we thought it was fitting since it is the first podcast, just kind of give more insight to the whole thing and kind of run you through the play-by-play of really everything that happened to get us to where we are right now doing this podcast. Zach, wasn't the first like mention of the podcast was in Australia?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were helping Jess's family move house, and Gabe and I hadn't seen each other in ages, so we were catching up, just driving back and forth like an hour each way. And every time we drove, it was like another great conversation. It was like finance and then relationships and then friends from high school, and it was all these crazy conversations. And Gabe did the classic, as us boys would do, bro, we should start a podcast. And I'm like, we should start a podcast. And oh, here we gosh. Are.
Well, dude, so I wasn't even the picture at that point. I was probably at home sitting on my couch watching tennis. Classic.
Yes. And then Zach and I go, you know who would be a great addition to the podcast? Chad. Oh, I think I was driving and you were in the passenger seat. And I was like, bro, let's pretend we're recording a podcast. And I slapped the dashboard as if I was recording hitting the record button. And I was like, what did I say? I was like, relationships, go. And then we just started talking, and we literally talked about it for the whole like 40 or 50 minute drive. And we were like, dude, we could do a podcast.
I love that.
Like, we talk enough. Is that the only qualification?
I think so.
Yeah. So then, I mean, long story short, then we talked to Chad about it, and we're like, yo, do you want to be part of this? We think you'd be a great addition. It'd be a really good dynamic, us three.
So how long did it take me to respond?
I don't remember. How long did it take you to respond?
Well, it took about 0.3 seconds.
Was that, did I text you and then you were just like, yeah.
Yeah. I think I need to go back and look through my messages, but it was some type of conversation where you're like, yo, do you want to be in a podcast? And I was like,
when and where?
Yeah. I was like, yes.
Oh my gosh. So we, over like conversations of what it would look like, what we would call it, Prompt Us came about, like just the title of like, we just want to have kind of real conversations, with each other, just like three homies talking to people in our same like age range and just topics that people want to hear, you know? So Prompt Us came about. And we thought it was a great opportunity to kind of move forward. And we thought by the end of 2019, wow, we're in the future right now. Yeah. We thought by the end of 2019 that we would be recording our first ones, which we were. We were on track. And then Yeah, end of 2019, we did some recording and stuff like that back when Chad and I both lived in LA. And then we had some delays that were like super minor because we were like, oh, do we want to go with a network and stuff like that? And we ended up joining the iHeart family. And that eventually led into 2020 when we were like, okay, we're going to start doing these podcasts at the beginning of the year in 2020. And then COVID.
It happened.
Everything, all projects, like just everything just got like,
just everything got just came to a halt.
Yeah. Everything just stopped and was pushed indefinitely. And we weren't sure. And we really wanted to try and have all the podcasts be in person. Even though Zach lives in Australia, just like really work out a way of like where to record and where to travel and how we're going to make it all happen in person. But this is the next best thing. Technology, baby.
We're about to take a quick break, but don't worry, we'll be right back. Can I ask this question then? Because I think this is probably a good opportunity to dig deeper into what was going on for you guys. Because, I mean, we've talked about this a lot, but for you guys, because I've got an answer for me, but for you guys, how did you kind of cope and stay optimistic about the podcast? But obviously everything going on in your world when everything kind of started closing down.
Yeah, man, it sucked, to be honest with you. It was very deflating to me, but I wouldn't reveal that. I'm one of those people that like I internally process things. Mm-hmm. And so you can't always tell if I'm struggling with something or if I'm upset about something just because I'm trying to process how I feel about it inside before I kind of let it, you know, because I definitely think I tend to have like a more of a frustrating personality in a sense where like I get frustrated pretty easily. So I've had to learn how to like internalize those frustrations. And so for me, I was excited because I feel like I was finally getting out of modeling, you know, where like this is like a step. And so for me, it wasn't just about just recording the podcast with the boys that I love. It was about, oh, I'm taking a good step in a right direction towards being more of, you know, like a content creator in terms of something where I'm no longer just depending on, you know, my agents to book me jobs. Now I'm putting something out there into the world that hopefully will leave people encouraged, but also allow us to pay our rent or whatever.
What's hilarious though, is that you ended up accomplishing that goal anyway, for the most part, and not doing this kind of forced you to work on your own stuff with your wife.
Yeah. Ooh, because coincidentally, man, that's a good word right there,
dude. Coincidentally.
Coincidentally.
Say that five times fast.
Yeah. I'm not doing it. Coincidentally, modeling also stopped during COVID. And so for me, of course, the deal and everything we're trying to work out got paused and halted, but then modeling stopped. And so it's kind of like, you ever heard that quote that if you put two mice into a bowl of milk, you know, how do they get out? Right. So the mice,
I've never heard that before in my life.
You need to watch a movie called The Internship with Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson. But basically the whole idea is that if these mice can swim fast enough, they'll churn that milk into butter, then they can climb out.
Oh my gosh.
And so I was forced into a really hard place and I had to figure it out. There's like no option. It was kind of like, you know, leave LA, which we did anyways, leave LA, but kind of with my tail between my legs, you know? And so for me, there's a lot more riding on this podcast than what I anticipated. But what was cool is I don't want to talk about myself this way, but it really kind of uncovered some treasure. Where I feel like as you go through
Chad,
life.
Chad, you treasure. You absolute treasure.
Dude, what the heck, man? What I'm saying is I hadn't been really put in a tough spot in years. Mm-hmm. And it kind of uncovered my passion and my zeal and my work ethic. Because I just kind of gotten used to things as they were. And that was special, where it's almost just like, I don't think I would change it. Of course, I wish I could change regarding things with the pandemic and nobody getting sick and all that stuff.
But
just like personally, it uncovered a piece of me that a podcast deal or a modeling job can't replace. And so there's definitely is a silver lining because it's almost like if you ever play the lottery, you know, those little scratch off things. I get them in my stocking every year for my dad. Did little scratch off lottery tickets. And it's like, you know, if something was scratched off and I feel like it was a treasure. So,
Yeah. Wow, dude, that's so good. Right? That's kind of what I was touching on before. Like, I feel like I have changed so much for the better. Like personally, obviously wish the pandemic didn't happen. Like that's just like sucky situation all around. but on like a heart level, there was a lot of development and growth. And on just like from your question, Zach, on a practical level, I feel like, yeah, it probably hindered the podcast a little bit in the sense of like, you're losing momentum and you kind of need that momentum. Like Zach came into town, we were filming the documentary series. We all flew to New York. Yeah. The photo shoot, flew to New York. Zach got engaged. We close out the series, record the first podcast. iHeart's interested on doing a podcast. Like there was so much momentum going into it, and for it to just be all halted, it was pretty devastating, you know? Mm-hmm. Like it kind of deflates your heart a little bit. But I think it really allowed, at least from my perspective, really allowed me to slow down and be like, okay, who am I trusting here with all this? Mm. You know? And just being like, there's a reason why now is why we're releasing the podcast.
Yeah.
For whatever that is, we're not going to know. You know what I mean? We're not going to know, but just having that full trust in the Lord that like, no, now is actually the right time. Now is the best time.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Just to add my kind of few cents on the end, like,
dude, that rasp.
I think being isolated,
it gets me, bro.
It's super sexy. It is. It's like he just,
that rasp gets me, dude.
It's like, for every podcast, he goes outside and smokes a whole pack of cigarettes and just to get the raspiness. I've met singers that do that. I know singers that will smoke cigarettes to create that raspiness. So I'm like,
we are not encouraging that behavior, not at all, by the way.
That's rough on your voice. Oh my gosh. Well, let me try and not be too raspy. But yeah, I mean, for me, when it's awesome to hear you guys say all that stuff, because I think sometimes, even though we always catch up, we don't hear each other say that so formally, but sometimes we need that formality to really understand where we're at with each other. So it was like really nice to hear you guys say it like that. Cause I'm like, wow, true. Cause that's exactly how I felt. And being isolated in Australia, like you guys were moving houses and you guys were like changing lots of your life. And I just wish I could have been there to be a part of that. And so I kind of really had to learn to not feel guilty about something I couldn't control a little bit. That I could only really look after what was in my world. And so I think for me, it just made me focus on things like getting married and just loving that part of the journey and, you know, moving in. And I think we were meant to move into our new place, get married, literally the same week the podcast was meant to drop. And that would have been crazy. And so it's funny when I look back, I'm like, wow, the timing is actually amazing, that where this year has started and this will carry on is amazing. Hey, you're listening to Prompt Us. We'll be right back after this short break. I got another question for y'all. If you wanna keep,
Zach hitting us with the bangers, dude.
Prompt us, Zach.
Bro, I see what you did there. There we go.
What? I want you to just name. What's one thing that kept your spirits up? What's one thing you did to keep your spirits up during like lockdown?
Just, you know, making some TikToks.
Plug. I love it.
Oh my gosh. I mean, actually kind of like Jess and I, when lockdown was at the beginning, when it was like, what the heck is happening? Stay in your home forever, you know, and everyone was just kind of like stuck inside for ages. TikTok was fun. Jess and I made some TikToks. It actually was fun. But I feel like you had an actual like better answer than
I don't know. I won't call it better, but it's just different. I was clinging to a lot of things in my life that definitely had the momentum you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And the year did not turn out like what we were kind of planning it to be. Cause I remember like on like January 1st, my wife and I, Tori, got together and we were just like, all right, so this is what we're hoping for this year. This is our projections. This is like our plan. This is all this stuff. And then none of that happened. Like none of it happened. And I felt like a failure. And that, I think what kept me joyful was when I realized that when you look at the year for the context, like if you're comparing yourself to what you expected the year to be like, yeah, then maybe it was not the best year for you. But if you put the way that you go about the year based off the context of what happened throughout the year, I freaking crushed it. Like,
let's go, bro.
All I'm saying is the fact that my wife and I have a healthy marriage, the fact that
I'm going to throw this out here. God freaking crushed it, because many are the plans of man, but the Lord directs his steps.
Yeah.
So
establishes them. Establishes
whatever. Dude, listen, it was there. The idea was there. I don't have the exact, I don't have the exact translation KJV memorized.
Neither do I. But I feel like I was able to take a step back and look at the year for the context of like what actually happened. And in that case, the fact that I stayed positive, the fact that I stayed in touch with my community, that we were able to still like work on our savings account, we still able to work on like small micro goals. Those things made me feel a lot better and kept me joyful.
Move across the country.
Yeah.
Work on buying a house, building a house.
Yeah, dude, exactly. And so, yeah, it was those types of things that kept me joyful, where I had to get rid of the expectation and the image that I had for the year and just, I guess, create a new one. I don't want to say just create new expectations, but create new dreams and hopes for the year. And when I did that, I was able to stay joyful because my focus wasn't on who I think I'm supposed to be. The focus was on who I am right now in this moment.
Mm. Yeah, I definitely feel that also because, oh my gosh, I can't see. I have like this weird thing where I need to see my friends mm-hmm. and people. I guess it's not a weird thing. It's a totally normal thing.
I have this weird thing where I need to be around people.
No, but it really affects me if I'm not with people, but I kind of like consistently seeing people. It affects me if I'm not consistently seeing like my really good close friends, even if it's just a few of them, as long as I'm like continually seeing them, it just really just keeps my spirits up. And I realized how much kind of like power I gave that weight over me.
Yeah.
How much weight I was giving that versus the weight of like spending time with God and spending time with Jess and really like becoming best friends with both of them. You know what I mean?
Dang.
And Jess was really just like being able to spend time with her and become best friends with her again. Cause I think over time with marriage, you get really comfortable and like you just, the habits that you build unknowingly kind of things slip under the rug. And I was able to kind of like pull the rug back and be like, oh, okay, no, let's work on these things together. And that both with like my relationship with Jess and with the Lord, which was really cool to kind of have that personal growth through such a weird, uncertain season and kind of look at, okay, what is consistent right now? Mm-hmm. God. And then my wife, she's always there, God willing.
Yeah.
And God is actually always there mm-hmm. all the time. So yeah, that was my kind of, I don't even know what the question was, Zach, but I just felt like saying that.
No, it was good.
That's good. That's what I wanted to say.
Things that helped you stay joyful or optimistic throughout the year.
And yeah, Zach, yeah.
Don't think you're getting away without you answering, Zach.
Honestly, I think for me, it's so funny. I feel like we're so similar, even though we're all walking these really different stories and journeys. Because for me, mm-hmm. it was totally the same. Just building that like friendship with Chelsea again. I mean, Chelsea and I have known each other for like 5 years and wow. Honestly, being stuck in the house together, you're kind of like, yo, what are we going to do together besides married people things that really like, you know, keeps us connected? You know what I'm saying? But no, I think for me, honestly, it was just like that really intentional moments. Like we would, you know, we'd literally mask up fully or whatever and go get coffee. And I just, that felt like the best thing we could have done all week. And it's something that we used to do all the time, you know? Mm. And so it was, wow. Like you said, Chad, like those little things of just acknowledging the moments of those things is, yeah, that was really
yes.
cool. Yeah.
I love that, dude. I feel like that's what I was trying to say, where I took a lot of pressure off of these big lofty things, which I think are still cool, but I added weight, what you're talking about. I added like glory and heaviness to smaller things. Like now Tori and I have a scheduled date night and it's on Thursday nights, AKA tomorrow night. It's in the calendar. It's in the calendar, so I won't forget. But, and we don't take our phones with us at all. And then like, gosh, you have no idea how distracting your phone can be until you don't have it with you.
Oh, dude, mm-hmm. It's sometimes like if Jess and I will go for a drive at night, like say we're picking up food or something like that, I just won't bring my phone with me because it's so distracting. Yeah. It is so distracting. It's, like going on a date without your phones
is goals.
Is so good because you actually get to talk and you don't get to like, you don't get a free pass on awkward moments. You just got to deal with it and like, become best friends with the person who's sitting in front of you, you're not dealing with stuff on your screen.
Which is definitely gonna be a topic we're going to talk about, you know, in terms of is social media like addicting and how to handle that? Because I have so many thoughts on those topics. I am. But yeah, it was just cool for us to to have those moments where it was distraction free. And then you start to treasure those things. This is what Zach was just saying. Like, wow, even going to a coffee shop is special. Mm-hmm. But I had gotten so, I had made that so unimportant in my life. And I made other things so much more important mm-hmm. that like, I forgot to actually know these things are special. Like, yeah. Have you guys ever watched the movie Good Will Hunting? It's a Robin Williams and Matt Damon, thing, Ben Affleck.
Yeah, I haven't seen the whole thing, which is devastating.
You just dropped the my best friend list. You just dropped the notch. Zach, you're up. You're up, baby.
Have you seen it, Zach?
No, I haven't.
Have you seen it, Zach? No. Oh my gosh.
All right, Zach, you just slipped down back down below me.
So I will give y'all a pass. It's a movie that's above y'all's generation. So I'll give you a pass for this one. So there's a scene, and forgive me, the scene's gonna sound a little vulgar. So just hang in there with me. It's not vulgar, it's just kind of gross or whatever. But actually not gross for you.
Why?
I'll get to that. So basically, Robin Williams is basically a therapist for Matt Damon. And Matt Damon has this photographic memory where he's really smart, but he's not applying himself. And they're having this whole dialogue where Matt Damon talks to something about, he says something to Robin Williams about his wife who had passed away. So Robin Williams' wife had passed away. And he made a joke back and he said, so my wife used to fart in her sleep. And I know this is why you laugh at it.
Classic.
So he said, my wife used to fart in her sleep. And one time that.
Why did you think of me?
Bro.
I don't fart in my sleep. I fart.
Yeah. In general. So basically he said that one time she farted so loud in her sleep, she woke herself and the dog up and she turned over and she faced me and she said, was that me? And he said, no. And then he said, I didn't have the heart to tell her it was her. And he said that she had been gone for 2 years and that's the stuff that he remembers. Those are the things that he remembers in her passing. And then I still reflect on that movie and how much that hit me. Wow, those walks with my wife are the things I'm going to forever cherish. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to be the things that I'm kind of expecting myself to be because society says, oh no, you need to be known. You need to have all these things, which again, I'm not like knocking. It's nice to be a part of people's lives. And it's nice to be able to enjoy things in life. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but I am saying that it's not an ultimate thing. Mm-hmm. It's not the thing. And so I really started to cherish those smaller moments.
Dude, that's it. That's it, bro.
Dude, you hit me with that one. I was about to start crying.
Wait. Really?
That was emotional, man. You had a little backtrack on there. A backing, like a little piano, some of those church chords.
Oh my gosh.
Game over, dude.
I love it.
Yeah, so good, Chad, man. I love having these conversations with you guys. And I actually can't wait to just keep doing this. It's honestly just like we're filming our FaceTimes, which is great. They go for hours. So I apologize in advance for everyone sitting through these. No, I'm kidding. But I'm very excited.
I love it. Thanks a ton for listening to this episode of Prompt Us. If you like this episode and want to support us, we would appreciate you leaving us a review. And don't forget to send us your most desired prompt or burning questions to us on Instagram at Prompt Us Podcast for our next episode. Talk to you next week.
Prompt Us is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.